Right, one of the reasons I thought they were going to win last night is because I thought they'd be able to run the football effectively against a Dallas run defense that's been atrocious. And I don't even think the final numbers actually don't give justice how horrific the New York Giants were at running the ball last night. It ended up being 23 carries for 26 yards, which is putrid. I mean, that's already bad enough. But if you look at the first four carries Devin Singletary had, it was four carries for like 15 yards. So if you take away like the beginning and you look at the last bunch of carries, it was basically 19 carries for 11 yards.
Yeah.
That's how putrid the New York Giants were at running the football. And you tell me, okay, you're a lot smarter than I am. You understand this a hell of a lot more than me. Can you please explain to me what happened?
Maybe not smarter. I just have the film to look at.
And yes, that too.
Kind of understand offense. It's a couple of things. One, some cases guys just missed. Just flat out missed. And one, Jermaine Illuminor is actually going the wrong way on the play.
Mm.
So they're running outside zone left. He thinks it's right, so he's fanning out. He fans out, hits the tight end. The guy over top of him, the DN, just comes scot-free in the cutback lane that would have been there for Devin Singletary is blocked because there's an unblocked guy. It happened late in the game, later in the game as well. On the other side, with Andrew Thomas, he just whiffed. John Michael Smith whiffed at one. I think the biggest issue for the Giants when it comes to their run game, interestingly enough, is that they don't throw the football to their tight ends.
Mm.
And so when they get in 12 personnel, which is obviously one running back and two tight ends, as we all know, the Dallas Cowboys would play base defense. What does that mean? Three linebackers. So there's three linebackers in the game whose mindset is fill clog running lanes, not a safety or a nickel corner whose thought process is, I have to cover somebody in the flat, or I have to drop into whatever my zone is, or I have XYZ man-to-man. So when you play 12 personnel and you don't throw to your tight ends out of 12 personnel, it makes it really easy to defend against the run. And so the Giants either have to start throwing their tight ends or run out of 11, which is harder because now you don't have blockers.
And to your point, yesterday, Daniel Jones threw the ball 40 times. There was a grand total of one target to a tight end.
Exactly right.
And that was Theo Johnson. And he caught it for 6 yards. Right. Good for him.
That's it. So I say this because when there's two tight ends in the game, the defense is not thinking about a tight end as a receiving threat. And so many of the good teams over the last decade or so have deployed two tight end sets, but they're throwing the football.
Mm.
Right? Like, look at the Ravens, the game that I did a couple weeks ago. It's Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. Both those guys can have a 100-yard day
right,
if you're not wary of them or careful of them. And so you kind of got to put a safety or a nickel, a 5-DB package in the game. You don't have to do that against the Giants because they don't use their tight ends. And as a result, it's just really crowded around the line of scrimmage.
And they could not get it going at all running the football. And Brian Daboll tried. I mean, much to the chagrin of many a Giant fan, like, he did not give up on trying to run the football, and they couldn't do it.
Now, hold on, though. Isn't the point of running the football to try to control time of possession, establish a little bit of that?
Yeah, of course. But you got to be successful at it. The problem, I know you're 100% right, Sean, but I'm shooting it down.
Right.
Because if you're doing it and you're not successful, you're pissing in the wind. Right?
Okay.
You're making it so much harder for a play call on second and third down.
Yeah, because you're creating second and longs every time.
So there were moments, and we saw this. You know that maybe you're going to get some pressure. It's third down. Daniel Jones snaps the ball. He's got plenty of time. Whatever. Hits Wandell Robinson 2 yards short from the first down. He breaks a tackle. Oh, he's a yard short from the first down. Right? That happened at least three times in this game.
Yeah.
And part of that's because you're not in third and manageable. So it sets up an impossible situation. Now I got to go for it on fourth down, which he did a couple of times. Or you're punting.
No, you're right.
And so, like, that's – or you're kicking field goals. So this is the stagnation that you kept finding because you can't run the ball on first down or you can't get a plus 3-4 yard play on first down.
Now, my only counter to that would be, besides obviously that they had the time of possession, when you get to those third downs, can we maybe design the plays where Wandell Robinson is always 4 yards short, 2 yards short? I mean, that was crazy. That was crazy last night.
It was. But he's the check down.
Right. But get somebody to the sticks. How many times are you going to run third down and the routes are always short of the sticks?
Well, and the other problem is, and Brian Daboll was asked about this after the game, Malik Nabers is tremendous. And Wandell Robinson, despite the drop yesterday, has also been really good.
Yeah.
30 of the 40 targets is going to two guys.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that doesn't feel like a sustainable thing.
It's not, but you kind of got to go with what's working.
No, no, I get it. Because right now, who else are throwing the football to?
Right, if guys are going to play off coverage on Malik Nabers, guess what? I'm throwing it to them.